Let's get reaction from the other side of the political aisle with Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman joining us live. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, April.
April and Ed with you. Congressman Perlmutter just told us this plan does not benefit the middle class, just the wealthy business owners in this country. How do you see it?
Oh, absolutely not. It definitely benefits the middle class. And I think probably what Ed might have not mentioned to you was that the right now the tax on the highest income earners is 39.6, and in this new tax reform it's 39.6. It doesn't change, but it lowers it for everybody else. It doubles the standard deduction. It increases the child care tax credit from $1,600. And it makes our tax code, it not only simplifies it to where fewer people are going to have to file, probably just simply 1 in 10 will have to itemize, but it also makes us competitive internationally. We have been bleeding jobs. We have been, I mean, the fact is the U.S. Corporations have been going overseas in droves. We need to bring them back home, and we need to bring their profits back home, too.
And, Mike, you believe that simplification of the tax code and reducing the tax burden, that's going to promote those jobs and also higher wages.
Oh, really? Well, I think I know that some of the loudest voices against this bill say, look, it's going to increase $1.5 trillion over 10 years in additional debt. Of course, they won't tell you is what they voted for in the first 2 years when the Democrats controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House. They voted for $2.7 trillion in debt to stimulate the size of big government. This stimulates the size of the private economy. Right now, we're at 3% growth, which is pretty good, and that growth is really based on an anticipation that this tax reform is going to get done. For every 0.4 of a point in GDP growth and economic growth in this country, that same Congressional Budget Office has said that this will produce $1 trillion in additional tax revenue to offset that 1.5 that's over 10 years. And so we need this for this economy.
Now, in wrapping up with you, do you think the Senate adding in that Obamacare mandate issue was a bad idea, and which one of these bills passes, do you think, around Christmas time, if it does?
I think probably the House version does, something closer to the House version. I do have some disagreements in terms of deductibility of medical expenses for people that spend over 10% of their income on medical. We are going to work to get that struck out. There's still a long ways to go for this legislation. I prefer to deal with the health care issues separately. Where there's a savings from health care that's as an offset is if you do away with the individual mandate for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, that there are a lot of people that are forced to buy insurance that will no longer buy insurance and they will no longer have the subsidies. That's where the savings is in that.
U.S. Representative Mike Kaufman, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you.
Always great to be with you. Thank you.